Now, the point I especially want to make tonight is this. All of you must bear in mind the fact that you are not only to keep yourselves clean and pure and sober and true in every respect, but you owe a constant responsibility to yourself to see that you exert a helpful influence on others also. A large proportion of you are to go from here into great cities. Some of you will go into such cities as Montgomery, and some perhaps will go into the cities of the north, although I hope that the most of you will see your way clear to remain in the south. I believe that you will do better to remain in the country districts than to go into the cities. I believe that you will find it better to your advantage in every way to try to live in a small town or in a country district rather than in a city. I believe that we are at our best in the country life, in agricultural life, and too often at our worst in city life. Now, when you go out into the world for yourselves, you must remember in the first place that you cannot hold yourselves up unless you keep engaged and out of idleness. No idle person is ever safe, whether he be rich or poor. Make up your minds whether you are